Welcome, shalom and namaste. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Welcome back. You're tuned in and listening live to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can tune in every Friday night live to hear the colors and see the music. That was DJ Scalar. If you aren't up on DJ Scalar, you need to be. He is by far, I think, one of the top DJs out there. And what he's doing is Scalar is Scalar Energy Fields. His music is amazing. It's uplifting. It's filled with energy. Check his website out. Scalar-E.com, S-C-A-L-A-R-E.com. And again, welcome and joining us again on this Friday night. We have a great show set for you tonight. We have a very special guest joining us tonight, Sonia, a wonderful gifted light worker out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. And also on the show, we have Simeon. We're going to do an interview with him. He is also Cosmic Consciousness Online, and he's going to be talking about Zeta body activations, as well as the Cosmic Blueprints, which is an amazing thing, which I just had my own experience with, which I'll share a little later. And going into that, I want to welcome Sonia to the show. Sonia, you with us?
Hi, Jonah. How are you this evening?
Good, Sonia. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. So basically the topics for tonight is we're going to go into the hip-hop industry, the scene, what's going on, not just hip-hop, but mainstream artists, as well as, you know, what they're teaching in schools these days. But first, Sonia, if you would, give us a little background on yourself.
Well, as you said, I live in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I am a light worker. I do Reiki, and I'm also an astrologer. And I'm also a parent of an indigo child, and that has been, you know, just a rewarding experience, and it's been, you know, just a huge part of my life. She's 16 years old. So naturally, as a parent of an indigo child, you always want to be aware of the culture that they're exposed to and the sort of energies that they're exposed to, you know, especially as we're going through this shift, and these are such advanced and important souls who are here at this time. You want to make sure that you keep them not so much protected, but just be aware of what kind of energies they're being exposed to.
Exactly. And in that, you're referring to the hip-hop and the tones that they use. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, the interesting thing that I've noticed about hip-hop is that through the years, I've noticed that when it first came out, it seemed more focused toward, I mean, the messages weren't really anything too deep. It was sort of, you know, fun and just sort of neutral. But I noticed that as time went along, the messages started to become more focused on, you know, sexuality, keeping you in your lower chakras. And, you know, so I started to do some research on this, and I came across a lot of interesting information on a few websites that I'll share with you in a little bit. But apparently what they're doing these days is that they're not only adding tones and frequencies that affect your lower chakras and keep you bound in those lower chakras, they also use subliminals in their in a lot of their songs. And there's this one song in particular that my daughter had played for me that we came across on YouTube. It was a song from Jay-Z, actually called Lucifer. And when the song was played backwards, there was a lot of messages just, you know, just about, you know, different, you know, not just negative messages that...
I played backwards.
Yeah, a lot of songs have overlays in them. When you play them backwards, they say different things. A lot of them have subliminals in them to, you know, encourage certain behaviors. You know, a lot of them have advertising overlays in them. So there's a lot of, like, messages underneath the music that they use against our children that, you know, we need to be aware of.
Sure, and I agree with you. I mean, I grew up with hip-hop in the 90s, and the hip-hop that I was used to, I stopped listening to hip-hop around 2000 because there was a change. I don't know why I stopped listening to it. I just didn't like the new artists that were coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the music, the what they were, you know, the messages were, really.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop is the voice of the urban youth, and I support it, and I love it, and I grew up on it, but... What they're playing now, and what I've heard the last few years, and even with the Jay-Z and the Lil Wayne's, their videos and the symbolisms they use are insane. I can't believe that some of these videos are just out there. You know, and parents need to be aware, just like you're saying, because these videos, if you just go on YouTube and just Google any of the big names, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and Google, you know, Illuminati on YouTube, and, you know, it's very clear to see what's going on, and parents need to be aware of this stuff because it's damaging. And what has your daughter said to you about it personally? How does it affect her?
Well, it's affected her. It's caused her to be more aware, and I feel like as long as you are aware, it does offer you energetically some protection. But she has taken to sharing with her friends about this, so a lot of her friends and her peer group know about you know, the Illuminati symbolism, and you, I agree with you, they've gotten very blatant with it over the years. And from what I understand, most of your big-name artists, in order to get a record deal these days, they have to, you know, make these blood oaths and, you know, some kind of commitment to one of these dark brotherhoods. So a lot of them are involved in the Illuminati and, you know, the Masons, and they have to be affiliated to some extent.
Sure, you're talking like a third level blue masonry, and they talk about it in all their videos, and they mention it, and it was surprising me to find that out. This is very new news to me, but I've always noticed, and recently, like even at the gym a few months ago, when I listen to certain hip hop songs, I just start thinking negatively. It brings up these feelings in me. And when I left the gym, I remember I was like, I can't believe where it took me just by listening to it. And now that I know the meanings behind it, I could easily see, you know, why I was thinking getting into those negativities was from the music.
Right. Well, you know, like I was saying before, there's so many advanced souls, these indigo children and crystals that are here to assist us with the shift, to anchor their light onto the planet and to, you know, fulfill their missions. And they know this as well, and they know that music is such a powerful tool. You know, sound can be used to heal. It can be used to, you know, for any purpose, really. And I really think that, you know, they know that their time is short. They know that the shift is coming. They want to keep as many souls as possible just, you know, entrapped, you know, in you know, the baser energies and the darker energies. And what more powerful way to use that to do that and to accomplish those ends than through music and through, you know, getting to our children.
Especially with hip hop, because it's so global now. It's everywhere.
It is. And you know, just based on the research that my daughter and I have done, it's not just hip hop. It's you know, a lot of your mainstream, you know, your pop artists. Lady Gaga is actually a huge one with Masonic symbolism in her videos and in her music. And you know, there's a whole lot of others. And you know, I think that it's been very empowering for my daughter to come across this information, to understand that, you know, that not everything is what it appears to be, and that there's really, you know, just a sort of a war going, not really a war, but there's, you know.
Well, there's dark and good definitely going on for sure with that.
Exactly. And, you know, her whole thing is just being empowered and, you know, seeking more to bring more light into her life to just sort of balance things out, because you can't keep your teenagers completely shielded from this kind of thing. But, you know, you give them the tools that they need to, you know, make more empowered choices that are in alignment with their greatest good.
And also, you told me about how she took it upon herself to actually do things with her schoolmates and teach them about this. She actually did groups once a week and tried to teach
them. She had a little group that she had every weekend that came over, and she would share the videos with them, and they would dialogue about what they read and what they saw. And so now a lot of her friends and her high school know about this stuff. And I think it was just wonderful that she was able to teach her peers, and so now that they're all more aware of what's going on.
Yeah, that's very powerful, and that's the message of this show. It's getting to that one or two people that you know, because this information is very powerful. If you're a parent, if you hear this, you need to pass this on to other parents, because you need to know what's going on, especially in the school systems now, what they're teaching them. I'm sure your daughter shared what they're teaching now in schools. If you want to shed a little light on that, what she's learning, I'm sure she's told you.
She has, and she's, I mean, I could go on for a long time about the public school system. I think the ideal situation, if you can, is to homeschool if you can, or find some kind of alternative education for your child. But, you know, my daughter has even, you know, told me about how they, you know, share about how some of these, you know, the 13 ruling families of the Illuminati, how they're kind of portrayed as heroes. And, you know, of course, they're not going to, you know, share the darker side of things with children. But, you know, she's just very disillusioned with a lot of the material that they're learning in school. It's just, you know, I mean, to an indigo, naturally, those, you know, the public education system is going to seem a little, you know, it's just hard for them to grasp and to take all of that in when you know, they're just such powerful beings that are here for just an entirely different purpose. But, you know, she did tell me that, you know, they did a whole series in her school about the Rockefellers and portraying them more like, you know, that they were a heroic, you know, family line, when, of course, she knows the truth. So it's very hard for her to sit and take all of this in, knowing the truth, you know.
Meanwhile, in public, they deny everything about the Illuminati, but they're teaching her, the kids, that in school. It's amazing. And we're going to take some calls at the end, so if there's any parents out there, Sonya's going to be with us the whole show. Give us a call towards the end. We'll take some questions, comments, if you want to give someone a shout-out, if anyone's listening. And give us a call towards the end of the track, after the fourth track. And after the next break, the next interview we're going to do with Simeon, And Simeon is joining us. He's Cosmic Consciousness Online and My Cosmic Blueprint and CosmicNexus.org. All those are amazing sites. He is a wonderful, wonderful being, and really honored to have him with us. And this next track I'm going to play is going to be track 4 on the compilation Awakening, and that will be available at the end of our show, after the third week. And so just sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. And when we get back, we'll be talking with Simeon, and we'll get into some cosmic blueprints and some Zeta body activations. Welcome back. That was track 4 of The Awakening. And joining us now, we have Simeon from Conscious Consciousness Online. Simeon, you with us? Hassan, you still with us?
Yeah.
All right, Simeon, you there? Oh, we got a bad connection. Sonia, you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I think we're trying to connect Simeon right now. And that's one of the reasons why I play the electro and house music on this show. If you haven't figured it out, I believe it's the music, it's the sound of our generation, my generation. And it's an alternative to what's out there. It's really the music that speaks truth. And if you listen to it, it's really powerful stuff. And I'll be playing various tracks through each week and each show, and always put it up for download at the end of each section and CD that we do. Simeon, you with us?
I'm here. How you doing, bro?
Good. How's everything going?
It's doing great.
We had a bad connection at first. Well, thank you for joining us. And just to give a little introduction on yourself, you first did the Zeta Body activations, and that's how I came in contact with you. So if you could do a little intro on that'd be great.
Yeah, well, the Zeta Body information, initiation and activation is something that came through to me earlier this year, and I recorded it on MP3. It's available on my website, CosmicConsciousnessOnline.com. And that's a multidimensional type of activation which works with collapsing the timeline so that basically your primary template or your template of purity from before the whole journey through the Earth is brought together with your Omega template, which is the completed evolutionary light body that you will have at the end of this Earth cycle. And what's happened is that in our journey through the Earth, we've kind of wound up like a record with a bunch of scratches and pops in it. So we got some noise and distortion in our energy fields. And when you do the Zeta Body activation, if you get a Zeta Body formation, then you actually bring those two together and the noise and the distortion is gone. And so this is a process of entrainment, actually. And it's not something that's going to stick right off. I mean, the first time you do it, one needs to keep engaging it. But what I've found is that as you start working with it, there are some visuals that you get when you're in some of the multidimensional aspects of the activation, like the Zenode Star Chamber. And you can use those visuals after you've gotten a sense of how it works just in your mind on your own without even going back and listening to the MP3 at some point. So I work with it quite a bit, and I find it very helpful. It's like when I feel like I'm kind of all of a sudden I got this noise and distortion, I check in my mind where these two spheres are at, and if they're not together, I bring them together, and it really makes a huge difference.
It's very, very powerful stuff. And to translate that to someone like myself or a teenager, how could that benefit someone like us by listening to it? What could that attune us into?
Well, if a person resonates with it, and I have to be clear that on that type of work with the Zeta Body activation, a person needs to feel some sort of resonance with it when they read the information I have about it. And if they do, it's like you felt some resonance because you picked it out of what I had on my website and you were asking about it. And if they have the resonance with it, then what's going to happen is as they're engaging this, there's actually beings in higher dimensions of reality that will be working with them and bringing different frequencies into their light body, activating them in their DNA. And as that's happening, they will start getting a sense of a different aspect of themselves as well, and a whole different aspect of reality. So one of the things that's really important is that we continue expanding our awareness so that we get the big picture. And the universe is a really large place, so we've got a long way to go to continue expanding our mind and our consciousness and our awareness out far enough where we can actually reflect back on our journey and our lives in the Earth from an entirely different perspective. And that's what it offers.
Yeah, and when you talk about frequencies and sounds, people like myself and our generation, we don't realize, or I never realized or understood, how important sounds and frequencies really are. And when we originally started talking a few weeks ago, you had mentioned that you did some experiments with sound frequencies using subwoofers and different samplers, and immediately that clicked with me and my generation, because there's so many DJs in my generation. That's what we use, 808s. We use samplers. We use music, and why do we love the music so well? Why do we love feeling the bass? Why do we love feeling it? And so that was a good connection that I felt through that, where our generation naturally got the sounds and frequencies. We know there's something there. We like the music loud. The DJs, the electronic music, it's birthed from that. Can you tell us a little bit more about the actual experiments and what they did?
Yeah, well, actually, these were more than experiments. This was actually work I was doing with clients. And although there was some really incredible things that happened that were not totally anticipated, I was trained in the early 90s under Dr. Jeffrey Thompson. And at the time, he had Brain Mind Research, BMR. And now it's changed. It's no longer BMR. It's the Center for Neuroacoustic Research. You can actually look him up on neuroacoustic.com. And he's still doing the same process that I was trained in, which was biotuning. And this particular process used a host of technology. There was an ASR-10 digital sampler. There was a sound bed, which is a massage table that was computer designed. It had two subwoofers in it. And the sound chambers that the subwoofers were located in were computer designed so that there was no back wave cancellation on the cones. In other words, there was nothing working against them like often happens in a speaker cabinet. And then we had other equipment like a binaural beat generator. And so basically this process would use kinesiology, and we would determine the person's note. And this was accurate to 1/100th of a note, which is called 1 cent in musical terms. And the idea was Dr. Jeffrey Thompson was a chiropractor. He's a naturopath, I believe. And he was looking for ways to be able to adjust people's spine without doing hard manipulations. He was using sound. And then he found that he could use this sound also, once he'd mapped it to the spine, for treating organs and various other things. And he came up with this process of biotuning, which, as you went through the series of kinesiological tests to determine the person's note, you would actually be coming up with a note that helped them to reconnect to their morphogenetic field. In other words, the aspect of their aura that contained all the information on how to create an entire body. And basically what happens when we're ill or we have physical problems, we've become somewhat disconnected from that. There's energy patterns that can kind of interfere with the flow of information from the morphogenetic field. So this process was meant to straighten that out. And people would have very powerful experiences. Some people told me they were going out on board a spacecraft with ultra-terrestrials and so forth, beings of light, as they were getting their sound treatment after we found their notes.
Wow. And also one thing I want to touch on really quickly as well before we go is the cosmic blueprints. Now, this is something that I just had done myself, obviously by you, and the knowledge that I gained from this and the insight is amazing. Can you briefly tell us exactly what is a cosmic blueprint?
Cosmic blueprint is basically the... it's the information that comes out of a system that I've been studying for 4 years that helps us understand exactly what the real us, and you can call it our soul or our divine spirit, our I am, our God self, there's all different names for it, but there's a very expanded part of us that's totally eternal and which has a purpose for incarnating in this world. And so when it does that, it actually encodes the vehicle that it's going to travel in. Now, you know, one of the things that humanity's done is gotten identified with the vehicle. So our body and our personality consciousness are part of the vehicle. And this helps us to see what the vehicle is and what it's intended to do. And so then we're really peeking into the soul's reality and what its intention for our current incarnation really is. And, you know, astrology can give us some insights, too. This takes it, there's some astrology involved in actually the way this information is gleaned, but there's two charts. There's one for the conscious self and there's one for the unconscious self. And those are basically 88 degrees of arc of the sun apart. And the unconscious self is programmed, it's called the design crystal, at about 3 months prior to our birth. And the personality crystal is programmed at the time of our birth. And that's primarily what standard astrology looks at. So it can give us a lot of insight into the conscious side of ourself. And I know there's things in astrology that looks at unconscious stuff, but this is different and it maps it into the body. So you understand which of the nine energy centers that it uses, which comes out of the Hindu system, each of these particular encodings is meant to work in. And so what this does is gives you tremendous insight into exactly how things are meant to work in this particular vehicle. So it's like, you know, if you're going around trying to drive a Maserati using a Volkswagen owner's manual, well, you know, I mean, it might give you some basics about a few things, but you're not going to know about all things of how it works properly. And in truth, each of our human vehicles has its own unique owner's manual. There's not a one owner's manual works for all like we typically tend to approach it. And until I really got into this system, I was pretty aware, and I didn't realize just exactly how different we are.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that we're diverse. We all know that we're unique. Mm-hmm. But
And when I got the report, I've had Vedic astrology readings before, and I didn't nearly as learn the knowledge and the 11-page report, and each report, and the report was tailored towards me and my specific body design. And the information is unbelievable. You only need to get it done once, and that's it. You have your cosmic blueprint. If you're of the light, if you practice spirituality, you need to get one of these done. That's how I look at it, because the information that you just said, it's imperative to really reach your true highest state of consciousness. You need to know what type of vehicle you're driving. And that's what the blueprints do. So if you check out mycosmicblueprint.com, there's more explanation and everything on there. And Sonia, do you have any questions for Simeon?
Yes. I was wondering, when you make these calculations for the cosmic blueprint, do you go by the birth date, or what do you use to make the calculations for the different charts that you use?
Yeah, there's actually a piece of software that does that, and it just uses a birth date, time, and place.
Okay.
So same as astrology.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you wind up, it has, so you wind up with two astrological charts, but each, first of all, this system also plots the position of the Earth versus, that doesn't show up in regular astrology.
Right.
And it does it by putting it 180 degrees across the wheel from the sun.
Huh.
And it provides a lot of insight, that Earth position. And then there's, it also maps the 64 hexagrams of the I Ching into the whole system. So they call them gates, and there are 64 gates. But they also correlate to codons, the 64 codons in your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really quite powerful because each one of these has a unique dynamic. And then, of course, each gate has six lines, just like each of the hexagrams of the I Ching has six lines.
Mm-hmm.
So you have six particular gradients of different definition within that gate. So the layers of information can get actually quite complex, but what I do with the cosmic blueprints is I take, and what I have learned in studying and working with this myself and with quite a number of my clients, is that there's some very basic fundamental stuff that is really important. And if you really know that and you get that right and you understand how to work with it,
mm-hmm.
And because this is about building self-awareness,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the more self-aware we are, the more conscious we are, and the more command we have of our energy field, which means the more effective we'll be in what we came to do.
Right, right.
And we're going to be happier, too, because, you know, whenever we're being more effective, we feel more fulfilled and we're happier beings.
Right.
And I would love to see a world full of happy beings, wouldn't you?
Oh, me too.
that's what we're all working for, really.
That's the goal.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a chance, check that out. It's mycosmicblueprint.com. And it's definitely highly recommended. I think everyone should get one. It's definitely needed to really learn your vehicle, just like you said. Simeon, we could talk to you all night long, and I want to appreciate, you know, thank you again for joining us, and we'll definitely have you on again soon because you are filled with a wealth of information. So I want to thank you again for coming on the show. And this next track I'm going to play is another track off the compilation that's going to be coming out at the end of the month now, available for free. And download, and when we come back, we'll have Sonya line. We'll take some calls. So if you're out there listening, now's the time to call in. We'll take questions, comments, and some shout-outs if you got that. So this is the time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some good electro music. And we're back. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. So, Simeon, again, for joining us. And we still have Sonya. Sonya, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good. So basically what I want to touch on before we go ahead and give out some of the websites that you mentioned earlier about the hip-hop industry. What are some of those websites you're talking about?
Yes, there's VigilantCitizen.com is an excellent website. Just giving, you know, just giving a synopsis of the different symbolism in a lot of the videos today. And there's also a YouTube series called theindustryexposed.com that goes into a lot of details there.
Yeah, that's an awesome site as well. Mm-hmm. And again, parents, if you have a teenager or even people, you know, children my age, I'm 31, let them know, let them aware of this. Your kids, I mean, people are responding to this. They're playing the music, they're playing the tones that to make you react and feel a certain way. And it's unhealthy. So be aware of it, and you need to get the word out, because this is really serious stuff that we're talking about here. Especially with the stuff what's going on in the schools now. And also what I want to touch upon is you said that a lot of times where you're at in Cambridge, Mass, that you notice that there's an overflow of indigo children. And talk about how your daughter, she used to go to the park and work with some of the homeless people with crystals.
Yes. My daughter, she, you know, she made herself of service to others by... there's a Harvard Square. A lot of people know about the infamous Harvard Square, and there's a lot of homeless kids and runaways that end up in Harvard Square. And she would go down there with crystals and just, you know, work on healing them, and you know, just different techniques that I've showed her with crystals, and working with a lot of the homeless kids there. And you know, she's really, you know, made herself of service to others. So, you know, I mean, like, you have the negative in teen culture too, but we can encourage our children to, you know, serve others and to work for the light as well.
That's right. And what she does now is just amazing, where she's taking it upon herself to actually get people from school, you know, spread the knowledge, let them aware. And now she's working on a documentary herself. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. She's working on a documentary. Well, it's in the early stages right now. She's sort of in the planning stages. But she wants to make a video just exposing everything that she's learned and make it accessible. And I think what will make it so powerful is that it's written by a teen for her peer group. So I think, you know, it would be much easier for a teenager to make a connection. And it would be also much easier for her to connect with other teens, you know, speaking in their language. So that's something that's really strong in her heart to do. And like I said, she's just in the planning phases right now. But, you know, I'll be back and I'll keep you updated on her progress.
Sure. I'm sure you'll be joining us a lot in the show. And I'm sure Destiny will too later on. And that's going to be really powerful, is to hear from them themselves of what's going on. And as a parent, when did you first notice that Destiny had... you know, the capabilities, the knowledge that she did. When did it first really hit you?
Well, I think probably when she was around four, and it's interesting because this is before I really knew what an indigo child even was, but I remember when she was around four, and she gave me a very detailed explanation of an ancient Egyptian embalming process. I think she was actually more five. And it was just very, very detailed, and for her to be so young and give me this information, I just knew that you know, something, you know, was very unusual or different about this child. And, you know, she's had all through her life, through her childhood, she's had many dreams that have come true. She's, you know, given me a lot of information that actually has come to pass. You know, so you can easily identify your indigo child because they're so spiritual, and they come to the earth with these gifts, and they're... You know, they really need to be nurtured, and some of us, you know, have had these experiences also when we were children, and maybe we had parents that weren't aware or weren't awakened, and they became stifled in us, and we're just activating them now. But, you know, if you notice these things in your child, I can't encourage you enough to foster them and foster their creativity and take them out in nature and you know, and just teach them and allow them to be who they are.
Yeah, especially now, there's so much energy hitting the earth right now. You could just go outside and take a walk and feel it. You just have to attune yourself and be open to it. It's as simple as just putting your energy out there, and you'll receive it.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I have, you know, they're slowly awakening, and if they would just step up and really tune into the energy that's hitting right now, they would realize, you know, who they really are, mm-hmm. which is, you know, beings of light. We're gods and goddesses, that, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're all here for a purpose, so... That's definitely the main point of the show, is to awaken a lot of these leaders and help the indigos and do that. And with that, I'm going to play one more track, and then I will come back and we'll do some outros and some more websites to give you some more information. And this next track is track number 6 on the compilation, Awakening. And just sit back and enjoy it, and let the music do its thing. Listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And this is the end of the show. We're just going to do a couple of shout outs. If we have more time, we take some callers, but Simeon ran a little over. So first, want to let you know, next week is an awesome show. I'm going to be broadcasting live on Thanksgiving in the British Virgin Islands in Coral Bay, St. John, a.k.a. the Love City. And while I'm down there, I'll also be attending one of the biggest Thanksgiving Day pig roasts to feed the homeless. And they're pushing over 400 people this year, and they're going for the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's largest pig roast to feed the homeless. So I'll be broadcasting live from there. It's going to be an awesome show to tune in to and definitely shed some light and get some people involved. Also, I want to give a shout-out to the guys at BBS Radio and also Barbara Marie with angelmessages.net and languageoflight.net. The Zeti Body Activation and MyCosmicBlueprint.com. And Sonia, what do you think about DJ Scalar?
Oh, I love it. The frequencies and the music is just amazing. You can really feel it in your energy field.
It
and
is
this is
amazing.
Just what I was saying about music and sound. It can be used for the light, and it, and, you know, and if we, you know, fill our space with music that brings up our vibration, it's just a beautiful thing. Any tool that we can use to take ourselves higher and align with our divinity is just amazing and needed in these times.
Absolutely, and that's what he brings, and that's why if you're into electro music, house music, or you're not even into it, give it a chance, because I've turned people on to DJ Scalar that aren't even familiar with the music, and just the frequencies and the music he plays just makes you happy. It just puts you in that place, and that's really powerful. And so check that out. It's DJ Scalar. It's -e.com. That's Scalar-e.com. And all of his mixes are available for download for free. So check it out, download his mixes, and get in tune with it, because it is some really, really powerful stuff. As well as check out starseeds.net. It's an awesome website. It's like a MySpace of Facebook for starseeds like us, indigos, lightworkers, as well as ashtarcommandcrew.net, another awesome website. And also want to give a shout-out to my favorite North American shaman, Little Grandmother. She was the first person that I heard my truth from. And I think a lot of people can relate to her. She's my age. She's 28. And she's really, really, really from the heart and really reaches out to the kids. So check out her website. It's tribeofmanycolors.net. And she does some amazing work. And that's basically it for tonight's show. Sonia, do you have any shout-outs or anyone you want to say special to?
I just want to say hello to Destiny and... And just blessings to all who are listening. Shout out to everyone.
That's it. Shout out to everyone. And that's the important thing of what we're doing is just letting that one person know. So if you hear this anytime, it could be on a Wednesday, it could be 2011, whenever, pass the information and knowledge on, because people are going to want to follow the information and the knowledge, because that's what's going to take us there. That's what's going to help us get there, and that's what's really going to guide us. Now, we're all in this together. Without networking together, none of us really have anything. So always tune in. If you have any questions for me, you could always email me or friend request me on MySpace or Facebook, and I'm always open to talk to anybody. So with that being said, I am going to end tonight with this last track, and this is going to be track number 7 and on The Awakening. And before we go, I just want to say thank you again to Sonia and Simeon for joining us tonight. And without further ado, sit back, relax, enjoy the last track, and we'll see you live from St. John, British Virgin Islands on Thanksgiving next week.
Your love is the ocean, and I want to drown. Feed my desire, my imagination. I long for your touch with sweet hesitation. You know that I want you, you know that I'll wait. You as long as it takes, let go of the boundaries and let me